Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How We Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons, and this is the podcast you all love. So, before we talk about today's subject, I have a very special announcement. So, guess what? Big Swank now has an official podcast. Make sure to go and follow him. Now, he's called Nearboot in the podcast because Big Swank is actually his brother's name, so we've kind of been using his brother's name. So you say special guest Nearboot, it's Big Swank, but we're going to be calling him Nearboot from now on. So I'm very, very glad for him. I'm his first follower. And I rated him, and I have my notifications turned on for him. So, yeah, I also was in his first podcast, so I'm really, really honored to be in that. So, thank you to Nearboot for letting me be in his first episode. He did a trailer, so I'm going to go ahead and play the trailer for y'all, so y'all can hear it. And I'll tell y'all the name of the podcast in just a second. So, let me go and tell y'all, or go and listen to this trailer.
Everyone, it's Nearboot. Welcome to the gaming podcast with Nearboot Trailer. This podcast will be about games. I will be also be having special guests on my podcast as well. I hope that you will enjoy my podcast. Please follow me. Have fun listening to me. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so that is his trailer. And then I want to give y'all just like a 1 minute sneak peek of his first episode.
What is up, everyone? It's Nearboot. Welcome to the gaming podcast with Nearboot. Alright, this is my brand new podcast, and I'm gonna start podcasting like Press Buttons. And I'm here with Press Buttons.
What is up, everybody? It's your boy, Press Buttons. I'm actually so honored for Nearboot to be inviting me to do this podcast. If y'all notice my voice, I am in This Is How We Press Buttons. Make sure to go follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. This podcast will be available on a later date on, like, other platforms.
But now it's on Spotify.
Yeah, there's this thing called an RSS feed, and we cannot figure that out for some reason for right now. So we're just going to have to stick to Spotify, but I'm sure Nearboot will let you know as soon as we get that figured out.
Yep, I will. So, then this...
Okay, so that was a one-minute preview. I did exactly 1 minute. Y'all can even look at that on this podcast too, you want. Okay, so the name of his podcast is called The Gaming Podcast with Nearboot. I will go ahead and tell you the icon, like the picture, the thumbnail. It is a PlayStation controller that's like orange and blue. If you find that is his podcast. Make sure to go listen to him, guys. We really, really appreciate it. I'm sure he would appreciate it too. So yeah, so today's podcast is going to be about Apple. Apple's really good. I love Apple. I will say I do glaze Apple. I'll say that. So yeah, we're going to be talking about Apple stuff. So if we go ahead and go to Apple's website. So I'm going to tell you a lot of the stuff that Apple actually has to offer. So I'm sure that y'all had the brand new, y'all heard the podcast about the Apple Vision Pro. That is their newest brand new product. And it's something that we've never ever seen before. It's a VR headset, or actually they call it spatial computing. And y'all can go, I have two podcasts. One of me talking about it, and another one is me. I actually went to go test it out with Nearboot. So just, y'all can go and listen to those. Um, So yeah, they do have a whole bunch of things. So this is what they have. So they have Macs, iPads, iPhones, Apple Watches, and then Outvision Pros, and then AirPods as well. I'll go and tell you what phone. The iPhones are the most popular usually, so let's go and tell. I want to tell y'all some stuff. The newest iPhone is the iPhone 15, and I think it's really, really good. So, yeah. I have the iPhone 15. I don't have the Pro, but I just have the regular 15. It's $800. The Pro's $1,000. We have the iPhone SE. Now, actually, Nearboot has the iPhone SE. So, yeah. Pretty nice. I really, really like. I'll be doing a podcast, like once when like the iPhone 16 comes out, and I'll compare the iPhone 15 to the iPhone 16. You're probably wondering, why do I not want the iPhone 15? Or why am I not going to review the iPhone 15 versus the 14? Because I started this subject kind of late, because like now, like I said, now I'm going to be talking about the iPhone or like electronics on this podcast. Know that the new iPhone 15 has been out for a good several months now. So it's just going to be old, and then nobody's going to really listen to it because everybody's heard of it by now. But like, I'll be talking about like the Apple conferences, the event, Apple events. And also this summer, the WWDC 24 will be happening, when they talk about just some software updates, like probably like iOS 17. It may be a long podcast. I may just watch it while I'm actually, you know, reviewing, or like doing a podcast on it. So yeah, let me go and tell y'all all the iPhones that you can get from the Apple Store right now. Right now, all they're selling is the 15 Pro, 15, the 14, 14 Plus, 15 Plus, and the iPhone 13. Are they selling the Mini? Oh, they're not. Okay. Yeah. Now, friends have been saying that there are disappointments about this phone because there is a whole bunch of, it's like, I heard it's like not very good durability for some reason, maybe because, I don't know, I heard the Pro's even worse, probably because like, I heard that people can like snap it in half, but the only thing is that probably because it's lighter, so it can snap easier, maybe that's why. I wouldn't say any of them are thinner. I wouldn't say that. Maybe just something on the technologies inside. I don't know. Maybe the battery. I think maybe the battery is thinner. That's maybe why it can snap in half. I think that's probably why. But yeah. So yeah. I'm so glad. I really like Apple, and so yeah. Hang on just 1 second, guys. Sorry guys, I'm back. My mom had to talk to me for a second. Let's go and talk about the Macs. I really want a MacBook so bad. But the only problem is I really want a gaming laptop. So I would use maybe like the gaming laptop like at home. And then I will use the MacBook. I'll bring it to like school. Because it's like very, very, it's very, very thin. So that's what I really, really like about it. let's go talk about it. So explore all Mac. So they have the MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, iMac, Mac Mini, Mac Studio, Mac Pro, and then displays. I think those are just like, yeah. The displays, what they're saying about that, those are just like a monitor. It's the only thing. I don't know. I'm not going to compare any of them right now, but I will be comparing all that stuff once when like the new event comes out. Let's see. I will say, so the MacBook Pro is actually better than the MacBook Air, but the MacBook Pro is a little bit more thicker. Because it of course it has more technology in it. Probably like it's like a little bit faster, I think. I don't own any Macs. The iMac is just another monitor. I don't know why. I don't really understand the difference. Okay. Maybe just like better screen. I don't know. Next, we're going to talk about the iPads. I don't have an iPad, but I really do want one for school, kind of. So we have the iPad Pro, iPad Air, iPad, the regular iPad, the iPad Mini, and then an Apple Pencil and keyboards. The iPad Pro, of course, is the best out of them all. Like I said, I'll be comparing all this once when an Apple event happens. Apple Pencils are basically a literal stylus that you can use on your iPad to draw and all that. So they have the keyboards. There's this thing called a magic keyboard where like your iPad, it attaches on and it literally like hovers off the ground. And so like an actual like laptop and you just type. It looks like a MacBook keyboard. It will look like that. Like the iMac and all that, like a keyboard that comes with that. That's kind of basically what it looks like, but like a little like the size of the iPad, whichever one you're getting. Or you can get the Magic Keyboard Folio, which is basically, it's like you just fold the iPad. It's like just like it's made out of like cloth, I think. So yeah. Next is going to be Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch. I have the Apple Watch Series 8. The newest one is the 9, Apple Watch Series 9. So it's still pretty new. It's only about a year old. Just have some scratches on it. I would probably get a screw attacher next time I get a new one. And the one that I really want is the Apple Watch Ultra 2. First of all, Apple Watch Ultra, it got introduced last year. Basically, it has, like, more features on it. It's only available in 49mm size. Mine is 41, because I'm skinny. So, we'll let you know that. And then Apple Watch. Yeah. And I tested it out in the Apple Store. Actually, when I went to go test out Vision Pro, when I tested it out, I was so surprised that the band actually fit me. It's called the Ocean Band. And yeah. Another one is the Apple Watch SE. This is like the cheaper Apple Watches. It doesn't have as many features. And it has a little bit of a smaller screen. But it's a good budget Apple Watch. I'll say that. Those got introduced last year, I think. Or maybe the year before. So Sorry, guys, I had to cough. Okay. Also, they have the Apple Watch Nike, which is just, like, it has the Nike bands on it and all that. But they're, oh, no, they're just bands. Sorry, they're just bands. And then Apple Watch Hermes. I think it's a designer company, maybe? But you don't buy the band. The band comes with your watch. But, yeah. See, available at select Apple Store and Hermes. So I guess Hermes is like an actual like company. Let me search it up. Hang on. Hermes. Oh yeah, by the way, Big Swank is here, but he said he didn't want to do the podcast, so he's just playing Fortnite. So you hear buttons clicking, he's just playing Fortnite on my Xbox. So it looks like, oh, there's just like jewelry and then watches. Let's see, watches. I want to see the watches. Men. Meh. They're not the best. I will say. Rolex. I feel like I've seen better watches, honestly. How much are they? They're the prices of Rolexes. This one is 29 grand? Oh, no, actually, no, they have more options. They have more options. So, actually, the watches aren't actually that bad, honestly. You can get a Rolex for cheaper than that. Because Rolexes are, like, 15 grand. They start around 15 grand. These are, like, 20... And these start at 7 grand. 45 grand. Oh my gosh. So how much is it for the Hermes? Bro, it starts at 1,249 dollars. Dang. Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing I think we're going to talk about is the AirPods. We should probably already talked about that, so we're gonna skip that. Oh no, we also have a few more things. Alright, AirPods. So we got the second generation OG AirPods. And now one more second, guys. Okay, guys, we're back. Okay. So the AirPods second generation, they're like the most basic ones. They're like the first AirPods, but they're just like a remake. But they're just meh. Then the AirPods third generation. These just are, they look like the mix of AirPod Pros and then the OG AirPods. Cause like, you know, like the AirPod Pros, they got like the little rubber earpiece. These don't have it. This one has the tip of the actual the OG AirPods. So they're just a mix of that. I'm not gonna really go through the features and all that. All right, the AirPods second generation. No, sorry. We already did that one. AirPods Pro second generation. I have these. They're good. Good sound. You should get them. Then you just had the regular Apple. Oh yeah, AirPods Max. I heard people saying they like really wanted it, and I heard they were like really good, but I just rather have AirPods, like regular like earbuds instead of headphones. So I just have like one in my ear. I heard they're like really, really optimized. It like I heard they're really good though. AirPod and then AirPods Pro. I don't think they sell them on here now, but they're just a little bit less good. I think they have all the same features, but like it's like the AirPod Pro second generations, but it has worse sound. And I will say, again, like I said, I do have the AirPod Pro second generation, and they're good. Last and final thing, Apple TV and HomePod. Apple TV is like just like a Roku, all that. I really want it so bad because it looks really good. Then next we have the HomePod and the HomePod Mini. So both of these are it's like a Google Home and an Alexa, but they just made their own. Apple just made their own. It's really good. I really, really like it. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh yeah, let me just tell you the services that they have real quick before we go. Okay, so they have Apple One. Apple One is literally all their services combined into one, and you save money. Apple TV Plus is like a Netflix, so they just have shows that you pay for. Apple Music is, of course, streaming music. Apple Arcade is where you actually can play games. It's a cheap service. Also, they have like actual like existing applications, but it has like a plus at the end. So basically, they're ad free, and also you get like other stuff with it too. So yeah, but it doesn't all transfer to like the game. Like Wooden's Balloons T6. I love that game, so I have it. But Balloons T6 Plus. And you just get like extra benefits with it, which I don't remember. I don't even know what they are. Apple Fitness Plus basically just like on-demand fitness. I had it and I really like it. And what's really cool is when you start a workout, it actually tell your Apple Watch will tell you to start a workout. You don't have to do it, but I really recommend it so you can get all your heart rate and all that. And then Apple News Plus, actually, I don't. If you like the new reading the news and all that, go for it. But Apple News Plus, I just don't really think it's really worth it. And then yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, guys, it's time for joke of the day. Here we go. Here we go. What is the name of the latest cheese nursery rhyme? Monterey Jack and Jill. I don't know. Next, which cheese lives in a galaxy far, far away? Boba Fetta. That one's good. That's a good one. For y'all, y'all Star Wars nerds out there. Okay, what is the mouse's favorite book? Great Expectations. Bro. I guess thank y'all so much for listening to this. How you press buttons. And yeah. Peace out. Oh wait. Shoot, I forgot to do our other thing. Okay. What's the date? 24th. We're almost done with February. How is that even possible? Okay. So it is time for trivia of the game. Right. Georgia tossed a 5-inning perfect game in an 18-0 win over Bryant on February 25th, 2022. Did this occur in a baseball game or a softball game? I want to guess softball, baseball, softball, dang it. Okay. Alright guys, thank you all so much for listening to This How We Press Buttons. And yeah, make sure to go check out Nearboot's podcast, the gaming podcast with Nearboot. It's really good. Alright, peace out, broskies.